Aries, March 21 to April 19. Aries-born Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was one of the greatest basketball players ever. He excelled at most aspects of the game. Some experts say his rebounding was only average for a player his size, 7 feet, 2 inches. But he is still the third best rebounder in National Basketball Association history. And he played for 20 years, until age 40. What tips might Abdul-Jabbar have for you now? Here's a suggestion from him that aligns with your current astrological omens. Work on those parts of your game that are fundamentally weak. The implication is that you have a lot of strengths, and now it's time to raise up the rest of your skill set. Taurus, April 20 to May 20. As a Taurus, you are always wise to be reverent toward your five senses. They are your glorious treasures, your marvelous superpowers, your sublime assets. In the coming weeks, they will serve you even better than usual. As you deploy them with all your amazement and appreciation unfurled, they will boost your intelligence. They will heighten your intuition in ways that guide you to good decisions. You will tune into interesting truths that had previously been hidden from you. I suspect your sensory apparatus will be so sharp and clear that it will work almost as extrasensory powers. Gemini, May 21 to June 20. When you Geminis are at your best, you don't merely tolerate dualities. You enjoy and embrace them. You work with them eagerly. While many non-Geminis regard oppositions and paradoxes as at best inconvenient and at worst obstructive, you often find how the apparent polarities are woven together and complementary. That's why so many of you are connoisseurs of love that's both tough and tender. You can be effective in seemingly contradictory situations that confuse and immobilize others. All these skills of yours should come in handy during the coming weeks. Use them to the hilt. Cancer, June 21 to July 22, author Jean Fremont says Cancerian naturalist Henry David Thoreau always had two notebooks, one for facts, and the other for poetry. But Thoreau had a hard time keeping them apart, as he often found facts more poetic than his poems. Judging from your current astrological omens, Cancerian, I suspect you are entering a time when facts will be even more poetic than usual. If you open yourself to the magic of reality, the mundane details of everyday life will delight you and appeal to your sense of wonder. Routine events will veer toward the marvelous. Can you bear to experience so much lyrical grace? I think so. Leo, July 23, August. 2-2. What good is it if you read Plato but never clean your toilet? Writes author Alice Munro. To which I add, what good is it if you have brilliant breakthroughs and intriguing insights but never translate them into practical changes in your daily rhythm? I'm not saying you are guilty of these sins, Leo. But I want to ensure that you won't be guilty of these sins in the coming weeks. It's crucial to your long-term future that you devote quality time to being earthy and grounded and pragmatic. Be as effective as you are smart. Virgo, August 23, Sept. 2-2. To love oneself is hard work, declares Virgo author Hanif Abdurraqib. He adds, but I think it becomes harder when you realize that you're actually required to love multiple versions of yourself that show up without warning throughout a day, throughout a week, throughout a month, throughout a life. Let's make that your inspirational strategy, Virgo. The coming weeks will be a favorable time to refine, deepen, and invigorate your love for all yourselves. It may be hard work, but I bet it will also be fun and exhilarating. Libra, September 23, October. 2-2. How to be the best Libra you can be in the next 3 weeks. 1. Make sure your cool attention to detail never gets chilly. Warm it up now and then. Invite your heart to add its counsel to your head's observations. Tenderize your objectivity. 2. Always be willing to be puzzled. Always be entertained and educated by your puzzlement. Proceed on the theory that nothing ever changes unless somebody is puzzled. 3. Practice, practice, practice the art of moderation. Do so with the intention of using it as a flexible skill rather than an unthinking habit. 4. Applying the Goldilocks principle will be essential. Everything must be just right. Neither too much nor too little. Neither overly grand nor overly modest. Scorpio, October 23, November. 2-1, there are blessings in every abyss. You, of all the signs in the zodiac, have the greatest capacity to find those blessings and make them yours. Likewise, there is an abyss in each blessing. You, of all the signs, have the most power to make sure your experiences in the abyss don't detract from but enhance the blessing. In the coming weeks, dear Scorpio, take maximum advantage of these superpowers of yours. Be a master of zeroing in on the opportunities seated in the dilemmas. Show everyone how to home in on and enjoy the delights in the darkness. Be an inspirational role model as you extract redemption from the messes. Sagittarius, November 22nd Deck. 2-1. One of my favorite Sagittarians is practical mystic Caroline Miss, who was born with Sun and Mercury and Ascendant in Sagittarius. In accordance with current astrological omens, I've gathered 6 of her quotes to serve your current needs. 1. There isn't anything in your life that cannot be changed. 2. When you do not seek or need approval, you are at your most powerful. 3. Healing comes from gathering wisdom from past actions and letting go of the pain that the education cost you. 4. The soul always knows what to do to heal itself. 5. What serves your spirit enhances your body. What diminishes your spirit diminishes your body. 6. What is in you is stronger than what is out there to defeat you. Capricorn, December 22 Jan. 19. I have always felt you Capricorns are wise to commune with rocks, dirt, mud, sand, and clay. I think you should regularly touch the actual earth with your hands and bare feet. If I'm out hiking with a Capricorn friend, I might urge them to sniff blooming mushrooms and lean down to kiss the exposed roots of trees. Direct encounters with natural wonders are like magic potions and miracle medicine for you. Moreover, you flourish when you nurture close personal relationships with anything that might be described as foundational. This is always true, but will be extra true for you in the coming weeks. Your words of power are kernel, core, gist, marrow, and keystone. Aquarius, January 20th Feb. 18. The coming weeks will be a favorable time to dream up creative solutions to problems that haven't fully materialized yet. Then you can apply your discoveries as you address problems that already exist. In other words, dear Aquarius, I'm telling you that your uncanny facility for glimpsing the future can be useful in enhancing your life in the present. Your almost psychic capacity to foretell the coming trends will be instrumental as you fix glitches in the here and now. Pisces, February 19th to March 20th. In the coming weeks, logic may be of only partial use to you. Information acquired through your senses might prove less than fully adequate, as well. On the other hand, your talents for feeling deeply and tapping into your intuition can provide you with highly accurate intelligence. Here's a further tip to help you maximize your ability to understand reality. Visit a river or creek or lake. Converse with the fish and frogs and turtles and beavers. Study the ways of the crabs and crayfish and eels. Sing songs to the dragonflies and whirligig beetles and lacewings. Homework. Which of your past mistakes provided you with the most valuable lessons? Newsletter.freewillastrology.com